I don't want to hurt your business, Vachmash, you know what I mean? Okay. We are up to Chesem and Aleph. And the Gemara just said the second shot in the Naharais Habois, that whether you bring a Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, we answered that it's not talking about the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, but rather it's talking about where the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael is. One Tana said, we're going to start again from the Tanya, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. The Tanya, Ezer, Eretz Yisrael, Ezer, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz L'Aretz, Kosher Shafei, V'yohi, B'Turi, Amnim, L'Ufnim. Turi Amnim is the northwestern border of Eretz Yisrael. Another name for Turi Amnim is Harahar. Harahar is the Hebrew. Turi Amnim is the Aramaic. And anything that slopes southward is Eretz Yisrael. B'Turi Amnim, L'Chutz, Chutz L'Aretz. Anything that slopes northward from Turi Amnim, the peak of Turi Amnon is the north border of Eretz Yisrael, the northwestern border, the very northwestern border. Turi Amnon itself, if you're on the southern side of the peak, you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're on the northern side of the peak, you're in Chutz L'Aretz. Hanats and Shebiyam, the islands, Roi Naisai, Kil Chut Mesuach Aleim, as if there's an imaginary line, Mituri Amnon at Nachal Mitzrayim, from the north to the south, the south border is Nachal Mitzrayim, which we said, according to many Mishaynim, I think is referring to Wadi Al-Arish. Rashi and Chumash says the Nilus, the Nile, which makes Eretz Yisrael much bigger, goes all the way to the Nile. The latter Mishaynim don't agree. Menachutu Lufnim Eretz Yisrael, Menachutu Luchutz Chutz L'Aretz. Of Yehudaimer, Kosher Kenegad Eretz Yisrael, Haruk Eretz Yisrael. Anything that's opposite in the latitude of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Shnema, Ugvul Yaim, V'haya Lachem Haya Magadl. The western, it's called Gvul Yam because the western side of the sea. The western border of Eretz Yisrael, right? Yama V'kedma. Yama is west. The reason Yama is west is because the west of Eretz Yisrael is the sea. That's why the word Yama became west. So Ugvul Yam, your western border, V'ayilachem Hayam HaGadol, Ugvul Zeh Yilachem Gvul Yam. It's a repetition. So that's to tell me that you go all the way across the west. V'anasin Shebitzadim, and the islands that are to the side, meaning some of them is within the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, and some of them are not within the latitude of Eretz Yisrael. Ro'inai Sikilichut Mesuach Aleim Mikapluria, which is a city on the top of Har Har, to the peak of Har Har, Rashi learns, Vajamu Kainas, to the Atlantic Ocean, Uminachal Mitzrayim, Vajadu Kainas, and the southern latitude is from Nachal Mitzrayim to the Atlantic Ocean, Menachotu Lufnim Eretz Yisrael, whatever would be within the latitude of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, Menachotu Luchot Chutz L'Aretz. Nachal Mitzrayim is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, that is a machloikus, what it refers to. Rashi and Chumash says the Nilus, which is why the Goyim always accuse Israel of being expansionist. They want to go all the way to the Nile. That's because they learn Rashi, they speak to Rashi. But other Rishonim say that Eretz Yisrael does not go that far south. It only goes to a place called Wadi Al-Arish, which is a little river that is in the middle of the Sinai somewhere. That's the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. Right, it wouldn't go to Puerto Rico, it goes to Jambu Kindness, to the Atlantic Ocean, correct. But Morocco and Spain would be in the, that's the type of discussion. Rashi, Zunt Rashi, we're going to start the Rashi all the way up. Keep Ligi, Kula Alma. We'll start again, top, the last wide line. Kula Alma, let Ligi, the character strong, then have got the AC to Gesheshes. Even though the boat does not rub against the ground, the time of the get, the time of the get has nothing to do with unique of karka, kabaisha, kishriyas, hukushna, nor velushna, yabasha, a river in Eretz Yisrael's territorial grounds are Eretz Yisrael. Keep leaking, not like the first terrace. Keep leaking beyond Magadu, to Tchum Aravish Eretz Yisrael, which is the western border. Pligi tenoi, iklamandama swata yamugvu, the boundary, the beach, the bank of the river is the sea, is the boundary. But the sea is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Bigul Mandam Yam Guf of Eretz Yisrael. And now Rashi explains. Eiz Eretz Mitzrayim Tzoyim Tzmai Rabbi Shal Eretz Yisrael Hayra Har. It's Hayra Har. B'targim Yerushalmi B'targim Hayra Har Turi Amnon. In the Targim Yerushalmi, it translates Hayra Har as Turi Amnon. Sif Deyi Lechem Gimul Tzavim Rayam Agam Tzol Lechem Hayra Har. From the Mediterranean, you move to Hayra Har. That's the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. Shmami no Hayra Har Tekua Bayam. It's right by the sea. The Stam Harim, Mishupoim Haim, most mountains have a slope. V'yesh Shepua Rachav Kamhalak Yamayim. Sometimes the slope is a 1 or 2 day travel till you climb up to the peak. Right? The Kamatana Mahechin Ho Aretz, Meregalo Harim, Mereshai. So the Tana wants to know exactly where on the mountain is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Kosher Shepua Yamayim Mituri Amnum Lassim, Lassad Eretz Yisrael. Dainu Lassad Dorim. But sloped southwards, Havi Eretz Yisrael, the Gleiva Haru Gvul, the top of the mountain is the boundary. Meturi Am L'chutz L'tzad Tzavim, whatever slopes northward, Chutz L'aretz is considered Chutz L'aretz. Banas and Shemiyam in the islands.
Where is the flat 6 feet on top?
What?
Where is the flat 6 feet on top of the mountain?
The whole peak is Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there was a city called Kapuria at the peak of the mountain. Banas and Shemiyam, the island in the west, Rayanaisa, as if there is an imaginary line going from Turi Amnon to Nahum Mitzrayim, Utchum Eretz Yisrael b'Mitzrayim Arab Mitzrayim, that is the southwestern border of Eretz Yisrael, Umechubur L'yam HaGadol, it is attached to the Mediterranean, the Sim, the Gvul Negev, Benasav HaGvul Mi'atzmoy Nachla Mitzrayim, it goes from Atzmoy to Nachla Mitzrayim, B'hoi Tetzayis of Hayama, which then goes to the sea, Nimtzos Eretz Yisrael bein Harahar and Nachum Mitzrayim. Zemi my Ravis Tzvaynis, and Zemi Droymis my Ravis. One is the northwest, one is the southwest. Hayam b'Mayrav, and the sea is in the west. Yesh Mokum, there is a place. Hayam Nichnas L'Tayach Eretz Yisrael Mahalach Yomim Rabim bein Harahar and Nachum Mitzrayim. That the sea extends eastward within the imaginary line towards Eretz Yisrael. Of Isaac Nisi Yesh Nassim, and there are islands there. Some of those islands can go more west than that line. Some of it's more east than that imaginary line, and some of it's more west than that imaginary line. Chain Harahar ben Nachum Mitzrayim. Hilchach Rayin Gil Chut Mesuach Mesayif Harahar ben Maravai. As if a thread, a line, goes from Harahar in the west, Ad Nachum Mitzrayim. Shakol Masha Betoich Mitzis Halalu. Anything within those corners, Eretz Yisrael. Mechutan of them is in, and from that's out. Rabbi Yehuda Haimer, Kol Hayayim Shekineged Avash Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Neged Akinus L'Mayrav, Afilu Ad Akinus L'Mayrav, Till the Atlantic Ocean, to the Strife of Olam. The Rashi, interestingly enough, does not deal with the Americas. He said, till that's the end of the world. The end of the world is the ocean. Harei Huka Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar, Yam HaGadol U'Gvul. Higher Gvul call Yisayrahu. It's an extra pasuk. The Meimar, the Afreich of Hayom, Bechol Altum. That even the sea is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But Nasin Shemit Zadim, Klaim. If Yesh Tonu Lechalik Benasin, if you want to make a difference in the island, Loi Letzat Meir of Yesh Chilik, it's not the ones that go east to west. Ela Letzat Tzofru Letzat Dorim, the islands that go north to south. Shiesh Nasin Biyam, Yisbashtum Oirech Hayom Letzofru Letzorim. There are islands, I think Cyprus might be one of those, that go to north and south, that they come within the latitudes of Eretz Yisrael. Some royal, you should draw the line from east to west, to separate what's in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and what's in the boundary of Chutz Laretz. For Ryan, Hiluchut Mesuach Mikapurya. Ir HaYeshevet, Rashi tells me Kapurya is a city that sits. The Chudoy Shal Har.
Hello, anybody there? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm recalling. I'm going to recall.
Call back in. Hello?
Hello? Anybody there?
Yep. He cut out. Did you text him?
No, I'm going to. I just...
I don't know what happened.
Anybody there?
Yep. Except Rabbi Margaret.
I think he doesn't know that he disconnected us.
Roger?
Yeah.
He's trying to reconnect.
What happened?
I don't know. I was hearing a little static on the line, so I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think once he disconnects, he's going to have to set it up again before we can get on again. I think right now we're logged on to the old recording. I'm just going to wait a couple minutes and try again.
Okay.
I'm going to try video.
We need to set up a group texting thing.
Harvey? Roger?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I hear you. I just called over McGarrett and he said they're working on it.
Okay.
Charlie Mayer, and I'm going to drive down to Shul. I'm going to drive down to the Shul. Yeah.
Harvey?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Oh, he is. Oh, you're here?
I'm back on. I just tried calling again, but I don't hear the rabbi either. I had texted Baruch Moshe. He's usually looking at his phone if I text.
He said they're working on it.
Okay. I don't know if we have to redial to get in or stay on this one. I'm not sure.
No luck?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so I left off with some Rashi. Can somebody tell me exactly where I went, where the phone went dead?
Hello?
Hello?
You're back on. You're back on.
Can somebody tell me where I left off? Am I on?
You were just
finishing. Yes, you're on, Rabbi.
Which Rashi did I stop in?
I think it was on Kapuria.
Right, was that Kapuria? But Ryan, I said, "Kill the quick Masoch the Kapuria." Here I Yeshev is the Chudish of Harahar. It is the city that's on the top of Harahar, Berech Gaivai, at the peak, Shutchum Tzvayni, which is the northern one. Vajai Makainish, who beside Vailam Lamayrim, which is to the west end of the world, the Menachem, the tribe of Yadam Makainish. The handle of them between the two latitudes. The islands are Eretz Yisrael. The truth is the water is also Eretz Yisrael. But the reason water makes very little difference. Whether it's water of Eretz Yisrael or not, it's only the gay getting. No other halakha is depending on water. What halakha does apply? The nas and the tunim from the Harshim is Erembehem. Islands you plow and plant. According to Yehuda, I believe Cyprus is between the two latitudes. It's not? Okay, so it's not. If there's an island between the two latitudes, so then that island would be Chayav and Maishu and Shriyas. That's the Maglaika. The two prices about bringing a get in Zohar and maybe get Minohar, Bethina. They're arguing about it's to west of that line that goes from Turi Amnam to Nachum Mitzrayim, but it's within the two latitudes. Manda Amar, Kameh Be'er Tisrael, Yehudi Dabakosh, Negad Eretz Yisrael, Negad Eretz Yisrael. Anything opposite Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. The Edoch and the other Manda Amar is Rabbanon. The other one is like Rabbanon. What? Because, something about Baitse. Rabbanon, how you gvul my abdila? What did Rabbanon do with the extra words in the pasuk? Right, it says gvul yam, v'hoyel chama yam agad. Gvul zeh, you look on gvul yam. It's repetitious. Something about miboyle l'nasim. They needed to say that even though we're talking about the sea being the border, some islands are affected. Pointed to Rabbanon, the ones that are within the line, partially and partially out of the line. So we need a pussy to say they're included. And Rabbi Yehuda's answer is, Rabbi Yehuda Nasmala Chichikro. If you're giving that the border of Eretz Yisrael, so the islands are automatically included. I don't need a special pussy to include the island. Rashi, the Bailulan Hasim, the Minachutul of them, the Tad Mizrahi, that are to the eastern side of that line that goes from Nachum Mitzrayim. I'm not on? Even now? I'm off again?
No, you're fine.
Am I on? I'm fine. Okay.
Yes, you're on, Rabbi.
Thank you. So, Menachutu Lovim Lutad Mizrahi, Eretz Yisraelu. Well, I tell you, Mitzvah Sayamu Akbo. Don't say that the exact boundary is the bank. Akulu Mabakim Shubispashi, Venichlis, Mutaych Mishnaid. And it would not include the islands. Kamash Malah that the islands are included. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a special pasuk for islands. Okay. New Shaila, new Gemara. So, not really Negeya B'Fani Nechtam B'Fani Nechtam, but it's Negeya.
Can I ask about the...
Sure.
I apologize.
You can always ask. You can ask anything you want. The free country,
so,
yes.
So the Kaddish says Yam twice?
Says Gvul, says no. It says the pasuk is repetitious. Ugvul Yam, V'ayelachan Mayam Agad. Ugvul Zeh, Yelachan Gvul Yam. Isn't that saying the same thing over again?
So that is mashma that everything...
So Rabbi Huda says that's mashma that you should go do west.
Yeah.
And Rabbanan says, including the islands, you would think without that, only the water is included, not the islands.
And about north and south and east, there's nothing that is inclusive outside the...
Again, according to the Rabbanon, you go a line, an imaginary line that goes from Turi Amnon to Nachum Mitzrayim.
Okay, so
it's on an angle.
My question is
north south.
Hashem told Abram or whatever, whatever the Gulim are specifying in the Torah, doesn't sound like it's going to go past the Yam.
Again, why did you say that? That's because you assumed that way for the first X amount of your life. And now you learned that it's not true. He said it giving him Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say what Eretz Yisrael is.
It's
his mashma up to the Atlantic. Up to the Atlantic. That's what the Gemara says.
Up to the Atlantic, but not including this.
Again, it says up to the Atlantic. Yes.
Inviting
who
goes
to the cross? Yes. Inviting the
strip?
Again, a line from Turi Abner to Nachum Mitzrayim. It's on an angle.
Yeah, but it's just a song.
That's territorial waters. Right. But, well, that's the territorial waters.
Yeah. Actually, it was never conquered. Europe was never conquered.
So again, Tysus asked the Kasha, what's with Europe? We talked about this yesterday. And Tysus' answer is that it does not include, it only includes islands, it does not include vast lands.
That's the amount that they can conquer if they wish to.
Amount that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to it by Bayis Rishon. And if they would conquer it, by Bayis Shein.
So they could have gone there, according to this, to all of Europe.
No! Tysus is answering it does not include the mass lands. It only includes...
Yeah, Tysus, but what did you just say now? You said you could go all the way up to the Europe, up to the Atlantic.
Again, besides, for the islands, up to the Atlantic Ocean. That's what Tysus answers. Mm-hmm. Rabbeinu Petter asked Rabbeinu Tam, so why aren't we in Eretz Yisrael? So the truth is Rabbeinu Tam answered him, which Tysus doesn't bring, which the Tysus Arash brings, is that we're more north than the latitude of Eretz Yisrael. But there's Spain and northern Morocco that's in the latitude. So Tysus answers that it doesn't, either it wasn't conquered by Elababo, or that only the sea and the islands, not masses of land. That's what Tysus answers. True. That's his first answer, like Kaibalon Kirby Yehuda. So then he asks, there's another kasha, so do they do Lishma all the way there? Or Aiden between Lakhami all the way there? Let's give my bite. Remeir and my Akhil carried to Sorligit. Akhil is to Sorligit. Now Rashi learns that Akhil did not belong to Eretz Yisrael. Akhil was Chutz La'aretz. That's what Rashi learns. But Remeir is saying that even though it's Chutz La'aretz, it has the halacha of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Tysus learned Akhil was half Chutz La'aretz, half Eretz Yisrael, and at least in the second base of Mikdash, and therefore Tysus is mechalik between the halves of Akhil. But Rashi here clearly states that Akhil is not Eretz Yisrael.
How about today?
I think it's in within boundaries of Israel, A-C-R-E, or whatever way you pronounce that, and I think it is, but it could be in the Bayis Shei. It was not.
Is it a
spelled
city?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my advice. My name is Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Okay, now let me explain this. I want to make an introduction. We are learning this Gemara like Rashi. Other Rishonim have different shatim on every aspect of this Gemara. I won't mention one sheet of Tysus, but really, I'm going to stick to Rashi. Because we learned Gemara Rashi, so even though other Rishonim might disagree, but we're going to go to Rashi. Now, halacha is, if one sells his Eved to Chutz La'aretz, the Eved goes free. If you have an Eved Kanani, and you sell him to Chutz La'aretz, he goes free.
So you sell a person to a land?
No, you sell him to a man who lives in Chutz La'aretz. You live in Eretz Yisrael, you own an Eved Kanani, and somebody comes from Iraq and says, oh, I like your Eved Kanani, I'll pay good money for him. You sell him? The Eved automatically goes free. Because, which means you lose your money, because Rashi Shita is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, and you have removed, the Eved has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. A woman is chayiv in. A woman is also chayiv to live in Eretz Yisrael, can't leave Eretz Yisrael for no good reason. So how can you take the Eved out of Eretz Yisrael?
That's the guy who bought it loses all the money.
I think the guy who sold it loses all the money. Not him, because he sold the Eved out of it. He was mafkia the Eved to the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's Rashi's shot. Other Rishonim have different things. This is Rashi's shot.
Wouldn't it be Mekach Toz?
Again, it's a knas. We punish the seller. But it's not a gay us here who we punish. Not a gay us here. All we know is he goes free. As far as the Eved's concerned, he goes free. We'll worry about the money a different time. Yes.
You can bring in charges. So with initially getting to get it together.
You bought him off of pirates.
Yeah,
you bought him at a slave market.
Is it only people in Eretz Yisrael allowed to own?
No, you can own an Eved in Eretz Yisrael.
You own an Eved in Eretz Yisrael.
So now he has the mitzvah Yishevara. You can.
Does he have Yishevara? Is that right away, or let's say 6 months later when he's Megai or to some degree?
He's an Eved Kanani with Mekabel mitzvah.
But until he's Makabal,
you can sell him wherever you want. He's not Chayav Mitzvah.
And you can sell him to Atar Retzral, and there's no class. I'm asking.
No, because there's no reason to. He's not Makhiyav Mitzvah. Again, I'm learning Rashi. The reason you're Chayav is because you sold him Kutlar. Now, there was an area. I'd like to have 2 minutes to explain this.
No question.
There was an area that was called Surya. Surya was conquered by David HaMelech. For whatever reason, and there's two reasons that we shied and we will get to. Surya is called a kibush yachid. It is not the same status of it's a shamachoikas. Did Surya get the status of Eretz Yisrael or not? Biblically, David HaMelech conquered Surya, added it to Eretz Yisrael. Did it become Eretz Yisrael or did it not become Eretz Yisrael? It's a machoikas tanoim. It's referred to as kibush yachid. We will discuss in a few moments why it's referred to as Kibush Yachid. But it is referred to as Kibush Yachid. Now, this Gemara is operating under the assumption that Kibush Yachid is Loi Shmei Kibush. David HaMelech's conquering of Surya, Chazal called that Kibush Yachid.
That's the opposite of Kibush Yachid.
Kibush Rabin.
Kibush.
Kibush. Rashi learns that this sugya goes like the man the Amar it says that kibush yachid loy shmei kibush. Right. This goes like the man the Amar it says. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. I take that back. It kibush yachid shmei kibush. It has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This sugya goes like the man the Amar it says that kibush yachid is shmei kibush. Now, however, the question is, does it get all the properties of Eretz Yisrael or not? There's some takanas rabbanon that were made contrasting Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Where did Surya fall in to those rabbinic things? That's the question. Biblically speaking, according to this Siman D'Amar, the Siman D'Amar that we will have here, Surya is Eretz Yisrael. It fits the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. However, there are rabbinic takanas that they made for Chutz Laaretz. The question is, did these rabbinic takanas include Surya because it's not in the population centers of Eretz Yisrael? It's more removed. It's an outlier. It might be Eretz Yisrael, but it's not where the Jews live. A lot of Goyim live there. It's not considered 100%. It's Eretz Yisrael without the population of Eretz Yisrael, without the Jewish population of Eretz Yisrael. There are some Jews that live there. It's not the center of population. So now, the question becomes, HaMoicher Avdei L'Sboi Minei Rechia Barava, HaMoicher Avdei L'Surya, if somebody sells his Eved off to Surya, K'moicher B'chutz L'Aretz Dami, I lie. Is it like selling a Chutz Laaretz or not? Or not? Zakti Gemara, Amar Lei. So the Amar Lei said to Nesua, to Mishnah. The mayor, Aimer, Aku carries his soul for Gittin. The mayor says that Aku is like carries his soul for Gittin. And the Diak is the Gittin and love other Lei. If you sell your Evet to Aku, he goes free. So Coach can sue you the Merchan Ketubah. We don't want you selling it to Surya because, again, even though it's not See, this is the way to learn. Even though it is Eretz Yisrael, because we're going Kibbush Yom Teshuvah Kibbush, but it's out of the population area. And therefore, selling an Eved Kanani there, chances that he'll keep mitzvahs become remote. And it's like selling him to an area where he's not, this is how Achrayim explain it, he's not going to keep mitzvahs. And therefore, that punishment is in place, even though technically it's Eretz Yisrael. It is Eretz Yisrael. But if you're selling him in a way place where there's no Jewish population, so you're selling him off. And therefore, we don't like how about him sold off to a place where their Shmiras HaMitzvahs will be deeply impacted.
Would that be true even in Eretz Yisrael
Mamish? So in Eretz Yisrael Mamish, it doesn't apply. But in Surya, it does apply. That's what we're saying.
Right.
Theoretically, again, it's a Knas Rabbanah. If you sell your Eved out of Eretz Yisrael, it's a Knas Rabbanah.
No, the actual selling it,
it's a Knas.
Is all
from Rabbanah Halach? That we free the Eved is
Rabbanah Halach.
Yeah. I just said, let me say it again. I'll say it again.
I thought
he's on the kind of Yisrael
by himself.
So therefore,
in other words,
but why are we freeing him?
Because
we're punishing the owner. That's a punishment that's forbidden. That's all we have to know.
Because he's not being able to.
Yes, so this is an expansion of that. Because it's far out of the Jewish population.
Yisrael plus he won't do other mitzvahs.
Exactly. Well, he's going to do Yisrael if you don't give Jachat to make Hebrews. It is as it's all. But he's going to be removed from being able to keep other mitzvahs.
Oh, this is saying that it is part of Eretz Yisrael?
I said this Tana operates, the Kibbush Yochid is Eretz Yisrael. Rashi. I'm sorry?
You understand the question about the Kashmonai conquest in Adayim?
This is going, this is a big shaila. Did Eretz in Bayashani, did they conquer Surya? Because we go by Kedusha Bayashani. Was Surya conquered or not? It could be that Surya was not conquered in Bayashani, and therefore did not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, even though it did have it in the days of David HaMelech. Never got it back, and that's why we free the Eved Kanani. That's another way of learning. Correct. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Surya, he Aram Tzaiba. In the Pasuk, it's called Aram Tzaiba. The Kavsha David, by Sifal Eretz Yisrael. Kaman Kavah Chutzlar, it's now the Kaman. Aman Kavah Abdel Chutzlar, just the Lecheris. You can see the Lelekeach. From the end, the Chayach of the Mitzvahs. He's supposed to keep the Mitzvahs. Rasa Vas is Maris Chutzlar. Surya was to find the Shlar Eretz Yisrael, Lahala Miyaku. It is further than Aku. Megitin En, Shem the Bekiel Lishmar, Shem the Kaiba. Rabadim Loi, La Meretz Yisrael, the Aku is not from Meretz Yisrael. So Kosh King Surya. So I explained it one way. There's another way to explain it. Might be an easier explanation, which Eitan brought up. That Surya was conquered by David HaMelech and became part of Eretz Yisrael. But in Bayashani, they didn't reconquer it. So therefore, it is part of Eretz Yisrael, greater Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is, in Bayashani, it's out of Eretz Yisrael.
It's your person
who sells
his Evan, but if he's picking up
the medium
as well for whatever reason, he has to leave his
Evan
behind.
Tasuk later on. Tasuk and Silvas, really. Pashka's not so simple, he can take your Evan along. Yeah. So his Evan Silvas, the guy wants to leave right to Charles, his wife doesn't want to leave. His Evan doesn't want to leave. It's a Gemara and Silvas.
I think Eretz Yisrael depending on who
is
in charge.
It gets involved in a machlokes called kibush, kedusha rishayit and kibush rishayit or not, or lost his lover or not. The original Eretz Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael. Then they were exiled. According to Waman Yamar, when they were exiled, Eretz Yisrael lost its kedusha. It was redone when they came back, but only the parts that they conquered. That's what that Waman Yamar holds. The other money on my own, that Joe never lost his Kedusha. We passed it, I think Kedusha was shining his blood, Kitchen lost his love. I don't know, Rabbi Schultz might correct me, but I think that's the way we passed it. Makes a big difference whether the Truman Symbiosis is biblical or rabbinic in a lot of areas. Don't think my advice. Simon Av Barak. There's going to be six halakhas here. Surya in three ways is treated like Eretz Yisrael, and in three ways is sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Simon Av Barak. After Tom made a chutzlaret, Chazal made a takana that the dirt of chutzlaret is tame, rabbinically. Stepping into chutzlaret makes a person tame. Is Surya included in that or not? Whatever the reason was, they made a light book. Chutzlaret, tame. How about Surya? So the Gemara Brisa here says that since Surya was out, wasn't a great Jewish population, Afra is tame. Rashi?
He's north of Akko and Akko is the border, no?
Again, Rabbi Amelech conquered Surya. I guess it's in another angle. Rashi? Afra tame shagaz rola. The Afra got the feeling like how to keep a shunk and make kibush. Even though he holds it there, he's talking to Kodi Chayavit from the Meister. Afilochi gaz rola. The Rabbanan included it in the decree that the dirt of Chutzlaret is tame, included Surya. Number two, v'amaycher avdei l'surya k'maycher b'chutzlaret. Sell your avdei avdei l'surya, it's like chutzlaret. Number three, maybe get the surya k'maybe b'chutzlaret. Not eidim l'surya l'kaimai. There's not enough Jewish population there to make it eidim l'surya l'kaimai. Rashi, maybe get the surya l'kaimai k'maybe b'chutzlaret. The loy shchicha sayarta, they're not caravan. Next. Those three ways it's like chutzlar. Chayev is the ma'aser b'shvias karet yisrael.
Pick up the lishma because
nothing with lishma. I didn't say a word about lishma.
The reason he didn't
bring because rabbi is like the rabbi. You don't need anymore. Hamir chayev is the ma'aser b'shvias karet yisrael. Your chayev is the ma'aser b'shvias karet yisrael because it is karet yisrael. It might be rabbinic because it might be in the areas that Ba'i Sheni did not conquer, so it would be rabbinic. But it's still karet yisrael as opposed to Texas, it's not Chayev Midrabanam. That's Chayev Midrabanam. The right to lichnas from the Tara lichnas, unlike Chutzlaretz, it's possible to enter without becoming Tamei. And the Gemara is going to say you just contradicted yourself. A moment ago you told me the dirt is Tamei, and now you tell me you can be Tahar. The Gemara will explain. The Trashi, a right to lichnas from the Tara lichnas, Masha'in came barren to Amim Lakami Mefarish Mahi. The Gemara will explain in a moment. And the third halacha that I said to show, that kind of stuff that this surya, can kind of be Yerushalayim. Buying a field in Surya is like buying in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. What that means, the Gemara will explain. So three ways we treat it like chutzlaretz, and three ways we treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Rashi. Now the Gemara will explain. The suburbs, I think. What does he say it means?
Provinces.
Sorry. Sorry? I can't hear you. Oh, how to sit the seven? Ayin is Afra. Beis is Mevi. No, Beis is Avdai. The base is Avdai. The base of Avdai. The base of the second base is Mevi. The race. No, the race is going on. I don't know how. The other race is Raita, and the Kuf is Kaina. Exactly.
We never had that before.
I'm wrong when you say that. I can't say that. You might be able to say we never had it before. I don't remember.
I'm saying the usual.
I'm glad that your mouth is to Eitan. He feels all better now that you agreed with him. Amazing. You make people feel good. It's very good.
I really need it also.
Honestly, I don't remember all these things, whether they're like this or not. I agree that this is a difficult one. I agree. Honestly, when I prepared, I didn't aim it on that. I just moved on because I wanted to get to the sixth thing, so I should have looked at it. Don't think about it. Chayav is b'maisa b'shvias k'aretz Yisrael. Sabra kibush yonkut shmei kibush. Rashi. Kibush Yonkut b'paravia, I'm sorry, about Frachya, in the province. Ruk Resh Bala. Kibush Yonkut. Okay, now Rashi's going to explain why is Surya Kibush Yonkut. Now, look, it is, one can add to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael can conquer, and whatever it conquers becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. So, what's Surya? Why is Surya and Machloikis Tanoim, whether it became part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara labeled it Kibush Yachid. So here is a Rashi, and there's a Shitas Taisus. Rashi says, second line from the top, Chesed Beis, the David, Yachid is David. So how do you call Yisrael B'Yachad, Kederach Shayim B'Kibush Yeshua? So Rashi says, Kibush Rabin would mean the whole Klal Yisrael going to war, like they did when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Everybody was involved in the conquest. You traveled as a group, the whole Eretz Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael. Here, David HaMelech took his army and went there. Everybody else stayed home and had nothing to do with the conquest.
No staying home at the time, Yeshua.
Exactly, but that's what you need to add to Eretz Yisrael. You would need the whole population of Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if women and children are necessary, all men, to go out and conquer the land. Over here, it was only David's army. Everybody else was home doing their thing. Therefore, it's called the Kibush Yachid. So how you cool up? Because soon the Tzairach called Yisrael, and Rashi adds another thing. They conquered it for everybody, Kaidim Chaluka. But David, the Kibush Yachid, David went with partial, only his army, and he conquered it for his own thing. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to divide this for all Eretz Yisrael. It's going to become a chelik and a shvatim. David HaMelech conquered it because he wanted to conquer the land.
Women allowed to go to war?
I said, I don't think it includes women and children. I said that. I meant men.
Did
that
show? How could you do this?
I don't know nothing well enough.
Well, didn't Yerushalayim also do this conquest?
Interesting point you're making, but I would think he did that with Chol Yisrael more than Surya, because it was part of general Eretz Yisrael problem. That's Rashi Shita. Taisus brings us a free. It has a totally different hesber in Kibush Yachid. Taisus says, to be a Kibush Rabim, first you have to conquer Eretz Yisrael proper, in totality. Then you can add, there were parts of Eretz Yisrael that were never conquered. And therefore, any addition done before you conquer parts of Eretz Yisrael proper are not really a Kibush Rabim. The Torah wanted you to conquer Eretz Yisrael proper. They didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael proper, for whatever reason. Even the Chazon Ish brings that even in Shlomo HaMelech's time, it says there were areas that paid tax to Shlomo HaMelech. They weren't wiped out. So therefore, they never achieved the goal of conquering the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, any addition is not a Kibush Rabim. That's why it's a Machloikis, whether it's Shema Kibush or Leishma Kibush. That's how Taisus brings the Sifri. The Shaila is, theoretically, this is the Machloikis Achroinim. What would happen if they would have conquered all of Eretz Yisrael after David HaMelech conquered Surya? Would now retroactively it become part of Eretz Yisrael? Not, but it's a theoretical question, but they didn't. Chazon Ish said it wouldn't become Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't make a difference, he said. It never happened. So that's the Shaila. So the Machlokes is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns Kibush Yachid. Rashi picks two conditions. A, it was only his army. B, he didn't do it for the whole Klal Yisrael. Now what would have happened had he taken his army and done it for Klal Yisrael? Maybe it would have been different. Rashi says two things were wrong. It wasn't all Yisrael, and it wasn't the Tzairach called Yisrael. Taisa says, you can't conquer extra lands until you take care of business at home, until you finish conquering it. So he brings us to free. So again, to review, we have six halachas. We are going like the Mandiyam, and it says, Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush. We only explained why it's called Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid for one of two reasons. We paskin that it is Eretz Yisrael. However, it wasn't reconquered by Bayis Sheni, but it's Chayiv and Bayis Shmiyas, like all other areas in Eretz Yisrael that weren't reconquered by Bayis Sheni, they're Chayiv and Drabona. So that's like that. It's also, you can end the Batara, we don't know what that means yet, but it means that there's a way in Batara, Drabona lets you in Batara, and also buying a house in Surya, buying a field in Surya, has allowances as if you buy it in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know what that means either. And there's three ways that we didn't treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Number one is Afra Tameh. Number two is Evet Kenani sold there. It's considered like he sold out of Eretz Yisrael, right? Because it's out of the Yishuv. And number three is Hamei Viget. There's no Shiarta. There's no traffic. It it's a very outlying place, and therefore it's like maybe the chutzlars. Those are the six halachas that we said. The Gemara is now going to spend time explaining three of them, because three of them we understand. Chayav the Maaser Shvi'a doesn't need explanation. Meicher Avdei doesn't need an explanation. And maybe Get doesn't need an explanation. But the other three need an explanation. What is Afrikabeh? And what is Nichlas Otara? And what is Akaina Bayez Yushalayim? So that needs to be explained how that works, and that we will leave a Meir Hashem for Monday. Now, Monday and Tuesday, probably, Monday for sure, Tuesday in Suffolk, I will be on the phone. I will not be here in person. In that, I will be on the phone. Sunday morning, Rabbi Kleinman is going to be doing the shiur.